Saturday marked the beginning of Summit County's mandatory mask order, where people could get a ticket for not wearing a face covering while out in public. The order is designed to slow the spread of COVID-19 while still allowing local businesses to remain open. Summit County Health Director Rich Bulla tells KPCW that although numbers like hospitalizations and deaths in the county were good compared to other parts of the state, he was alarmed by several other trends that were heading in the wrong direction. Summit County's transmission rate had been increasing since June 10th and was nearly double what Utah's goal is. Bulla worried that if those trends continued, hospital ICU capacity could be overrun.
That suggested to us that in order to keep the economy open, protect the hospital, protect resources, keep people safe, masks were the way to go. And so that's why we took the action that we did.
Another metric that raised alarm was the number of cases coming from visitors to the county. In the early months of the pandemic, Summit County was able to reduce travel spread to zero. Now, 13% of cases in the county are travel-related. Bulla says travel-related cases are what got Summit County in trouble early in the pandemic, and with Salt Lake and Wasatch counties also hotbeds for the disease, limiting the chance of travel spread is an important priority. Bulla adds the increase in travel cases combined with businesses opening after the initial lockdown created an additional problem. The amount of contacts for each COVID-19 patient has increased exponentially as people become infected out in public as opposed to the disease spreading within a household or friend group.
The problem is that when businesses were opened, we went from for every case, seeing 1, 2, 3, maybe up to 5 or 6 contacts. And those contacts have to be investigated. They have to be followed up with. Well, now we're seeing, because it's gone from household spread primarily to business spread, it's not unusual to see 50 contacts. That's a 50 for each case.
Summit County's mandatory mask order is in effect until September 1st, and officials will review it after the first 14 days. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.